Hello. Welcome to the Unity Spiritual Center of Albuquerque podcast featuring the Reverend Gordon Kyler or occasionally a guest speaker. You can find us online at uscabq.org or by searching for Unity Spiritual Center Albuquerque on Facebook or YouTube. You can visit us in person at 9800 Candelaria Road Northeast in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Today's special guest is Michael Small.
Thank you, Soulshine Band. Thank you, Bill. Oh my gosh. Todd, all you guys, thank you very much. When I asked Bill to do that, he said no, because he didn't know that he could do that. And then I asked Todd, and he said, well, I'm gonna talk to him. And he said, yes, he'll do that. And then Bill said, I don't know what it has anything to do with this message. And I said, probably nothing. But yet, it has everything to do with it. Because it's really important. Because I think sometimes love gets lost in the message, and especially today, it's kind of lost. So, good morning. Blessings. I'm happy to see all of you today. I'm all choked up. Thank you. I'm glad to see all of you here today. Today is a very special day. Not just because it's Groundhog's Day, and not just because Bill shared that wonderful song with the band, but it is my dad's birthday, and if he was alive, he would have been 78. And as a lot of you know, it's a little hot, by the way. So, as you know, my dad and I never really saw eye to eye on a lot of things. But as I reflected on today's message and a conversation that I remember having at 15, he had a conversation like a lot of other parents have. What do you want to do when you grow up? Yeah. And I told him that I wanted to be a fifth grade elementary teacher or a seventh to 12th grade history teacher or a minister. You know? My dad wasn't always supportive of my ideas and my thoughts. He often would say, you can't make money in that kind of work. And in some ways, he was right. I've never been in this for the money. My calling is rooted in purpose, in connection, and a deep sense of answering something greater than myself. That's the title of today's message, Love, the Foundation of Creation. To me, love isn't just a feeling. It's a foundation of all creation. Love is a force that brought the universe into being. It holds everything together and has guided me through life's darkest moments. It is transformative. It is a transformative power that brought me from addiction and homelessness to healing and growth. Even during when love felt far away, even it was quietly working within me, shaping me into the person standing in front of you today. Looking back, I see that love was ever present, even when I couldn't feel it. In the silent struggles, see where that song came in? The silent struggles. Love was quiet, but it was an unrelenting force guiding me and reshaping me and reminding me that I was never truly alone. God's love isn't always loud, is it? Sometimes it's a whisper in a storm calling us this way. Come this way. Keep moving forward. And I struggle deeply with my identity sometimes as a gay man in certain spaces that never really accepted me. There were moments of profound despair when love felt like an unattainable dream. But through the acts of service, feeding the poor, running needle exchange programs, and offering care, I realized that love isn't just about receiving, it's about also giving it away. It's a flow. It's about giving in to this power, which is one of the 12 powers that we have. It's stepping into that. It becomes you become flow. Love becomes that fuel that fuels everything I did. It wasn't just about offering food. It was about restoring dignity and showing compassion. That's the power of showing up. Love is that power. The journey taught me a humbling truth. Real transformation doesn't come from trying to fix others. It comes from creating spaces for them to choose healing for themselves. As Jesus said in John 5:8, pick up your mat and walk. Love doesn't control, it invites. It offers freedom, respect, even when someone isn't ready to accept it. One of the most profound lessons I've learned in this power of simply just showing up is I met a young man at a needle exchange program several years ago. He was lost and angry and felt utterly alone. You probably heard people talk about I feel nothing inside. He was one of those people. He felt utterly unloved. Week after week, he came not just supplies, but for connection. And one day he shared that those small moments of care had kept him alive. He told me, "You showed me that my life mattered. It wasn't the resources that changed him. It was the love he experienced in those moments." Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is to walk alongside someone to remind them that they're not alone, that they are seen and valued. Love is the purest form of presence. To serve others effectively, we must first care for ourselves. Just as we're told to secure our own oxygen mask before helping others on the plane, we must be whole physically, emotionally, as well as spiritually. To make meaningful impacts, we begin by assessing our current state in three key areas. Those key three areas: the physical health, are we taking care of our bodies with proper nutrition, exercise, and rest? What about our emotional well-being? Have you addressed unresolved pain, stress, and trauma? What about spiritual connection? Are you nurturing a close relationship with God? When we prioritize our well-being, we create a strong foundation for serving others. From this place of wholeness, we can embody faith in action, reflecting God's love through our deeds. Faith in action, the heart of our true service, which leads me to James. And if you know me really well, I love James. I can do a whole sermon on James. James is the brother of Jesus. But James, his powerful message was faith without deeds is dead. James 2:26. Words alone are not enough. True faith is lived through actions. As James writes, if someone's hungry or cold, and you only offer words of comfort without addressing needs, what good is that? Faith must move us to act. In my work with people facing addiction, homelessness, or trauma, I've seen the importance of tangible support. Kind words and prayers are valuable, but they must be accompanied by practical help like food, shelter, or resources. Faith becomes real when we live it out, meeting others' needs with compassion and humility. Charles Fillmore, our co-founder, also stated beautifully where he said that when he beautifully expanded on the concept of faith. He teaches that faith is not passive. It's not a passive belief. It is an active, transformative power that aligns with divine action. Even Gordon says this, and several people who ever stood up here, faith and love is action. It's never passive. transformative power that aligns with the divine energy. Fillmore calls the faith the perceiving power of the mind linked with power to shape substance. In essence, faith enables us to see beyond the current struggles and to co-create with God through our actions. Fillmore teaches us, teachings remind us that faith doesn't just heal us spiritually, it empowers us to engage with the world. When we embrace the dynamic power, we move beyond into a state of being that reflects God's love. This is particularly significant when addressing what the Bible refers to poverty of spirit. Poverty of spirit doesn't mean lacking in faith. It means recognizing our deep need for God. It's about humility, acknowledging that we can't navigate life alone. That poverty invites us to lean in God's strength, and through faith transforms not only our own lives, but the lives of others. Jesus is our example, so of course then he becomes our model of radical love and justice. Jesus' life is the ultimate example of faith in action. Remember, he fed the hungry, healed the sick, stood with the marginalized. His mission wasn't about spiritual salvation, but about addressing the real harsh realities of life. Roslan Aslan, who is a professor in religious studies, also wrote a book portraying Jesus as a revolutionary figure, highlights this beautifully. Jesus didn't just preach about love, he lived it. He lived it by challenging oppression and advocating for justice. His life reminds us that faith is not passive, it's active. Transformative force that calls us to engage with the world's brokenness. Similarly, James calls us to embody our faith through acts of love and justice. This means standing with the poor, fighting against systems of inequality, and offering hope to the hopeless. It's not about grand gestures, constant acts of kindness that reflects God's love in the world. Let me back that up just a little bit. It's not about grand gestures, but small, constant acts of kindness that reflects God's love in the world. Which leads me to Paul and James. You have to think that I couldn't just talk about James without talking about Paul. It's easy to think that Paul and James had conflicting ideas about faith and works, which they did. It's a lot in the Bible. Paul emphasizes grace, teaching that salvation comes through faith, not by our efforts. He writes that in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For it is by grace that you have been saved, not through faith, and this is not from yourself, it's a gift from God, not by works, so no one could boast." James, on the other hand, insists that faith without deeds is dead, and at first glance, this perspective might seem contrary, but they're deeply complementary. Think about that for a minute. Paul focuses on the inner transformation that occurs when we receive God's grace. James challenges us to express that through transformation outwardly. Does that make sense? So when we are saved, then we transform it and we share that with the world through our actions. Think about this. When you're in love with somebody, you don't just sit there and say, "I love you," right? We've all been in love with somebody before. We want to share that love. We buy flowers. We buy candy. We take them out to dinner. We don't just say, "We love you." Paul and James, they show us that faith and works are two sides of the same coins. Paul tells us that we're saved, and James shows us what life of salvation looks like because we are saved. When we embrace both faith and actions, our spiritual journey comes alive and it's dynamic. It's a dynamic force that not only transforms our own lives, but also brings healing and renewal to the world around us. This echoes the legacy of leaders like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who taught us that faith without action is incomplete, and action without faith lacks depth. He shows us that justice rooted in love is a transformative power capable of reshaping societies and hearts alike. Dr. King's work was grounded in the belief that social justice is not optional, but it's essential. Expressions of divine in love, love in action, whether marching for civil rights or standing against war and poverty, he demonstrated that our calling is to uphold the dignity and humanity of all people. His vision of a beloved community challenges us to confront systems of oppression and injustice wherever they exist. This call is extended to the struggles of the LGBT community as well. Denying someone's humanity based on their love is not only unjust, but deeply contrary to this, who consistently upheld the dignity of every individual. As followers of Christ, we are invited to extend radical love, inclusion, and acceptance, living out the gospel by creating spaces where all are welcome, valued, and celebrated. Loving our neighbor means standing up for the dignity and rights regardless of their background or identity. It means acknowledging their full humanity and advocating for their inclusion of spaces of faith, love, and justice. When we deny anyone, anybody, basic rights or treat them as less than, we stray from the core message of Jesus' ministry, radical love for all. So how do we get there? Number one, start small. Faith in action begins with small gestures, sharing a meal, listening to someone's story, or offering a helping hand. Are you writing this down? Number two, advocating for justice. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Support policies that reflect love and dignity. And number three, reflect daily. At the end of each day, ask, how did you live out love today? How can I do more tomorrow? Bill's going to sing another song for you, one of my favorite songs from John Lennon. It's Imagine. To me, I imagine like John Lennon did, and a lot of you too, how we can transform a world by love. Imagine a world where faith is not confined to words but flows through every action, where love feeds the hungry, shelters the homeless, and heals the broken, or even shelters the immigrant. Picture communities transformed not by powers of wealth, but by compassion and justice. This is the world Jesus envisioned. This is the world we are called to create together. So I leave you with this challenge. If James is correct, and if faith without works is dead, how will you live out your faith today? What steps will you take to embody love and make a difference in this world? Let me leave you with this. Love is the foundation of creation. It is the divine essence that flows through us, connecting us with God, with each other, and the world. The Bible reveals this truth time and time again. God is love, and we are here to embody that love through our thoughts, words, and actions. In unity, we affirm that we are co-creators with the Spirit, and we live in the energy that fuels that creation. As James 2:18 reminds us, show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my works. And our faith is grounded in love, must be made visible in how we show up in the world. The world is waiting for us to rise, not just as believers, but as doers, as creators of reality rooted in divine love. When we let the Christ within guide us, we become the hands and the feet and the heart of God in action. As for me, I will show you my faith by my works. Together, let us express the foundation of love, the foundation of creation, and transform our lives and the world around us. And so it is. Namaste.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If you would like to support this podcast, you may do so at uscabq.org.